Council members have set aside roughly half of the city's total of about $12 million in CARES Act funding. Some of the city's programs have attracted quite a bit of interest. City officials told the council Thursday that they anticipated that $1 million set aside for rent and mortgage assistance would be gone in the next few days. On the other hand, a program set up to help boat owners with harbor fees wasn't seeing as much interest. Less than 10% of the roughly $300,000 set aside for mortgage assistance had actually gone out as of mid-August. Here's City Council member Mark Flores' take.
60 days or so into this program, I think the unemotional analysis is programs are both cumbersome and really aren't working as well as we had hoped. So we said we would reevaluate this, and I think the present is an excellent time to do that.
Flora said he'd support redirecting some funds from lesser used programs to fund direct payments for people who have taken a financial hit from the pandemic. Some suggested taking money from the harbor fee program, but Ketchikan's Port and Harbor director pushed back, saying that he expected an uptick in applications following a lackluster salmon season for fishermen. Going into Thursday's meeting, city council members looked poised to greenlight about $2.5 million for a small business assistance program run by Ketchikan's borough. The council had already approved the transfer in concept. But the council was a little cooler on the prospect Thursday. City manager Carl Amelon put it this way.
If the money that we're going to send over is just going to sit there, I don't think that's what you want.
No. So can we postpone this?
That's council member Judy Zinge asking about postponing the $2.5 million transfer. And that's what the council did. Members unanimously voted to push the small business aid transfer to the borough to their first meeting in September. Amelon said he'd bring back recommendations for how to use that money, how much should go towards the business assistance program, and how much could potentially be redirected elsewhere. City finance officials say they also expect to bring back plans for a second round of aid, roughly $3.1 million. They'll have to spend that and another $3.1 million third round by the end of the year to avoid handing that money back to the federal government. Ketchikan's City Council meets again September 3rd. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.